When it comes to financial education, social media has done a lot of damage. We're exposing some of the worst financial planning advice to go viral on social media, exploring why it's so dangerous, and doing a bit of financial influencer myth busting to perfect the record on today's show. All that's coming up on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow.
Uncover retirement concepts you need to know.
Welcome in
to Plan Today, Own Tomorrow with Gary Thurman.
Welcome in to Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Your host is Gary Thurman in Tennessee Valley. It's always retirement planning discussion. 25 years in this business, Gary has, and again, working with his clients, helping them get to their retirement. He is a fiduciary for advisory services, A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau, and he is the lead at Guardian Investment Advisors, and it is a team. Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor, Tim McDermott, recently on the program with us. He's the portfolio manager. Tanner Moore, frequent guest on the program, senior healthcare advisor, and again, you've got front office, back office, Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. I mean, it is a team effort at Guardian Investment Advisors, and they're focused on helping you get ready for your retirement. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Before we get into it, Gary, man, how was your week? You doing good?
Week has been amazing. We just had some great events out at Council Fire Golf Club, and we're seeing a lot of people from that event, which is fun. We got some other things going on, though. Tanner, you mentioned Tanner and Kelsey. They're actually holding a hosting a Medicare dinner up in Athens. That's going to be on April 2nd and April 4th. So that's just around the corner. So if you're somebody turning 65, you got questions about Medicare, I would influence you to call in quickly because those Medicare dinners fill up very fast. But again, it's going to be in at Michael's in Athens, Tennessee. April 2nd and April 4th. And then we're actually doing another educational event down in Dalton, Morgan. Excited about that. Tim will be driving up to do that with me. That'll be on April 30th and May the 2nd. Educational event at Dalton State. So if any of those things are of interest to you, give us a call at 800-517-1575. Let's get you registered to attend one of those events.
Absolutely. And you can always go to the website. There's plenty of information there for you. All the events are posted. GIAplantoday.com. That's GIAplantoday.com. Links to the TV show, radio show, and podcast form. There's so much there. It's a great resource for you. GIAplantoday.com. All right. You tease this, and I am excited about this because this is everywhere. Bad financial advice more common now than ever before, thanks to our good old friend, social media. Now, with totally unqualified amateurs giving everyone, you know, we've got what you need. This is what you need to listen to. And look, they want to be influencers. They want to be significant. So they're just putting information out. And the personal finance hashtag on TikTok, get this, just that hashtag alone has amassed 10.7 billion views. And after hearing a few pieces of financial advice, I mean, it's gone viral. This might, you know, it's going to paint a clearer picture for you on just, you know, why Congress might be stepping in and banning this app altogether. But just your thoughts, Gary, as social media, there's so much misinformation, disinformation, people just throwing up on their social media, and people are following this advice.
They are. I mean, according to Wall Street Zen, 76% of Gen Zers scroll through TikTok and YouTube to get their financial advice. And Morgan, here's the thing. There's actually some good advice out there. I mean, I follow several people on social media, and I love to listen to what they have to say. It's fascinating to me. I learned something from it because, you know, everybody's different in how they look at things. But, buddy, I've seen some bad advice out there. You know, I've seen some people that get people jump down a rabbit hole and, you know, can get you in trouble. There was actually a study performed by Paxwell, and it found that about 1 in 7 videos from TikTok's finance influencers to be misleading. They also found that more than half of the influencer accounts they'd analyzed posted at least one misleading video. So, you know, the audience, it's easy to reach. They have something out there that catches their attention. But when you got a collective of 9.46 million followers, I mean, Morgan, that gets a little scary. As a matter of fact, FinTok, you talked about it earlier, had more than 4.5 billion views on TikTok alone. And that doesn't include and remind you to search the term and, you know, go find this, go follow that, whatever the case may be. But I think you have to be careful about advice you're getting from influencers or robo advisors. I'm a personal guy, and that's the way I look at it. I think you need to meet with somebody one-on-one.
Sure, and I think that's a number one, that you know, meet with somebody in person, you know, vet that person. How right. are they qualified to be talking about what they're talking about? And you can do that with TikTok and social media. It may take you a couple extra steps. But really, right. find out if this person has a background in what you're really interested in.
And that's right. And here's another thing that just popped in my mind. You know, we talk about Team Guardian all the time. I created a team around me because guess what? I might have somebody come in and he and I or she and I don't think a lot alike when it comes to financial planning. Well, maybe they fit in great with Tim. Maybe they fit in great with Tide. I mean, you know, having a team approach versus that one influencer approach. I think you got to be open-minded, and working with a team, I think, is I think it's important because you get several different point of views on what you want to do because, again, everybody's different.
We're hitting social media. It is just it's everywhere, and financial advice can be found on your phone at any time. There's so much out there. We wanted to kind of explore some of the top financial planning advice going viral on social media and explore why much of it is not only inaccurate, but it's also it can be dangerous to your financial future. So take the 401k and shove it. Reminds me of the old Johnny Paycheck song, take this job and shove it. But yeah. Apparently 401ks, there's a lot of misinformation out there. People are saying jump out of them.
They are. And as a matter of fact, we're doing a presentation right now called The Perfect Storm. And really what I'm talking about is I do think we have a storm brewing, and I think it's future taxes, right? But I do think the 401k might have been one of the biggest tricks ever played on Americans. And here's the reason I'm saying that, Morgan. I think 401ks are great. All mm-hmm. right. We manage 401ks, and we'll talk about that as well. But you got to be careful because what a lot of people don't understand is when you're in a 401k, you made a deal with Uncle Sam. I'm not going to pay you now. I'm going to pay you later. And if we think that taxes are going up later or in the future, you know, why would you not start doing some planning now?
Yeah.
And maybe look at some different things? Don't get out of your 401k, folks. A 401k is a beautiful thing. I think you got a clip here, yeah. Morgan, that we can play, and then we can talk about it a little bit more.
All right, 401k on TikTok. Here you go. Here's a mash for you.
401k is the biggest scam in America.
401ks are a scam.
401ks are the worst investment.
Screw the 401k.
The most idiots out there. Idiots. Oh, I have a 401k. Well, you've been sold a bill of goods, sweetheart.
401ks are just there to keep people at work, not great financial freedom.
All right, they're looking for views, they're looking for Ooh. Clicks, they're looking for controversy. It's kind of like when we talk about financial pornography, when yeah. we're watching the business channels, it's like every 30 minutes there's a different view and there's somebody selling something, so they're going to be amped up about it. So you really have to be careful, number one, how much of this you consume, but vet yeah. where your sources are coming from.
I just think it comes down to education. You know, yeah. I teased it at the very beginning of the show. I mean, you got to be educated on how the 401k works. You got to be educated on how to take it out, how to distribute that money down the road. I think a 401k is a beautiful thing. So the money grows tax deferred. You get the tax savings now. Again, I'm going to go back to what I just said a few minutes ago. I think the biggest misconception is the tax situation, and you got to prepare for future taxes if you're just doing a 401k. Now, why do I think this advice is dangerous, you know, from some of these influencers? Because a 401k is the most popular in the United States of America retirement program there is. I mean, and if your company's giving you an option for a 401k and they're giving you a 4% match on your money,
free money,
that's
babe.
Free. That's free money, bro. I mean, you know, why would you pass that up? And here's another thing I thought about this morning. If you're 50 and above, we have a great thing called catch-up contributions. You can put up to $30,000, just over $30,000 a year into your 401k. So imagine doing that for the next 15 years that you're growing up this huge nest egg to retire on. So I do think 401ks can be dangerous because you got to know the tax situation, but they're a beautiful thing. Don't give up on your 401k. Let's just talk about how to maybe start planning for some tax-free money down the road. I think that's the key to this takeaway.
All right, last one we want to hit. We'll hit it real quickly, and we see this everywhere. This is something that you're going to find if you're a little bit older. You're going to see it on your phone quite a bit, and that is the rich and famous, the celebrity, and they are pitching something, and, man, it looks good. It's convincing. You really have to be careful here.
Yeah, and I went back, and I just thought about Tom Brady. I love Tom Brady, right? But, you know, he was really endorsing FTX, the Bitcoin company, which was one of the largest companies out there. Tom Brady and a few other celebrities. Guess what FTX did? They filed bankruptcy. All right. So, again, getting attention. These companies are hiring these big names to put you out there. You see something on TV, you're like, oh, if Tom Brady's doing it, I'm going to do it. So I would just say be careful from getting advice from the rich and famous. You know, work with a team of professionals that do this on a daily basis, Morgan.
I was going to say, I mean, if Tom Brady's in your ear, why don't you call Gary and talk about the situation?
That's right. Let's have a conversation. Let's educate you folks. And something I want to educate you here in the Tennessee Valley on right now, though, is, folks, there's some companies out there that are really wanting your business, and that's the easiest way to say it. I got a billboard up on Signal Mountain Road right now, Morgan. It says, do you own a bad annuity? And listen, if you're out there today and you think you're in a bad annuity, guys, give me a call. We've got companies offering these massive cash bonuses up front to get you out of these bad annuities and to get you into a better situation. And guess how much it costs you to come in and have that conversation with me?
Zip.
Absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, Morgan, I'm going to take all the pressure off. I'm going to take the pressure off everybody. If you call 1-800-517-1575, get with Bridget and Abby, schedule a 20-minute Zoom call. No pressure, no obligation. Let's just have a conversation about your retirement future.
I tell you, that's what you got to do. Call this number, 800-517-1575. This is about educating yourself, and you heard it. If you feel like you've got a bad annuity, this is a checkup. You can come to the doctor, and you can talk to Gary about this situation. Talk to their team, 800-517-1575. Again, these are cost-free, complimentary appointments, 20-minute Zoom call, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Coming up, we continue down the rabbit hole of bad financial planning. Planning advice that's gone viral on social media. And we're going to separate retirement planning fact from retirement planning fiction. That's when we return. Welcome back into Plan Today on Tomorrow. Your host is Gary Thurman in Tennessee Valley. It's always about retirement planning. Gary's got 25 plus years in this business helping his clients get ready for their retirement. He is a fiduciary for advisory services, A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. He is the lead at Guardian Investment Advisors, and it is a team. Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor. Tim McDermott, portfolio manager. Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor. And we've got Kelsey, Bridget, Abby, front office, back office. It's all about helping you get to your retirement and through your retirement and be comfortable doing it. All right, a great resource website. Want to throw it out there because there's so many events going on. We want you to be up to date and sign up while the spots last, and that's GIAplantoday.com. GIAplantoday.com, great resource website for you. So the survey says debt is good. Excuse me. We are going to pivot from TikTok to classic TV. And here we have a clip from an influencer. And listen, this guy is big time. A lot of people watch him. Family Feud host Steve Harvey. And Harvey is hosting the classic game show, asked a question to a contestant, and then he gives his unsolicited opinion about debt.
Give me a milestone people achieve they can be proud of.
Well, one day, I would like to have no debt.
That's not going to happen. Debt is okay. OPM, other people's money, is how you get rich. You use other people's money, not yours. That's how you get rich.
Now, before you jump in, Gary, I want to say that Steve Harvey, he's one of my favorites.
Mine too.
Steve is entitled to his opinion, but he needs to state that it's his opinion. And when he does this on the show, people are watching it. And look, most of us are going to say, yeah, I'm going to take that with a grain of salt. But there are some people that will follow that religiously.
Absolutely. He's reminded me of another famous guy from Nashville. I'm not going to say his name, that gives a lot of opinions about certain things out there. But listen, I love Steve Harvey. I mean, I do. I love this guy. He's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he pulled himself up from his bootstraps. I mean, he had nothing.
Absolutely.
And he has built his empire. So, I totally respect him. But yeah, that's his opinion.
And it's his opinion. And guess what? I do agree with other people's money. I think if you're, you know, if you're taking advantage of the system and you know how to work the system, other people's money is a great thing to use. I mean, I couldn't afford my home if I didn't use other people's money. I had to get a mortgage on my home, right? So I get what he's saying, but you got to be careful because what we see folks coming in here and they're, you know, 64, 65 years old. They're going to retire and they've got $200,000 in bad debt. I mean, you can't walk into retirement with bad debt. And there is a difference between bad and good. You know, I got a client right now I'm working with. They've got a home that's worth about $750,000. They owe $150,000 on it. Their interest rate is less than 3%. I said, guys, don't pay that off.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's use the money to make more money. That's a great interest rate. You get into tax on it. That's good debt. But when you look at what happened in 2023 with our credit cards, I mean, we topped over $1 trillion in debt with credit cards. Do that times 20, 21, 22%. I mean, these credit card companies are making so much money off of you. You got to get your debt under control before you step into retirement. You know, instead of having a $5,000 debt payment, imagine putting that $5,000 in your pocket. So, you know, that's something we work with when we do our spending plans for our clients. We're going to help you get out of debt. And or maybe keep the good debt, but help you get out of bad debt. That way you can live freely and not worry about all these big bills coming in with high interest on them.
It's like we say all the time. I mean, it's worth a conversation. You have an idea of where you are, but you don't know exactly where you are when it comes to right now. We're talking about debt load. Think about how that's going to impact you, or maybe you're not thinking about it. You're just thinking about retirement, but you've got this scary thing over in the corner you've got to take care of. It's about having a conversation. It's about mapping it out and figuring it out so you can get to and through retirement and you can do it the way you want to. We have appointments. And again, there are several ways that you can do this. You can do an hour-long sit-down in the office complimentary by calling 800-517-1575. See if you're on track and maybe you're working with somebody you're not being communicated with. Get a second opinion. You can also do a regular phone call or a Zoom call, 20 minutes, and get to know Gary and the team, but also talk about your situation. If that comfort level is there for you and also for Gary and his team, man, come into the office and really have a down-to-earth conversation, reality check when it comes to your retirement. 800-517-1575. Limited number of spots because it's a busy, busy office, but we want to help out our radio listeners. 800-517-1575. Leave the checkbook at home. That's in person or that 20-minute Zoom call or regular call. 800-517-1575. All right. So again, all over social media, things are going on. People are influencing you. You're hearing all this information. Now, this next one I've heard a lot about, Gary, and you can kind of break it down for us. Play with fire, F-I-R-E. Be careful. You don't want to get burned.
Yeah, the inception of FIRE, which stands for Financially Free Retirement Early Movement. You know, it's something that's been very frequent, very popular with these TikTok advisors out there. And basically, you know, many of these TikTokers who, you know, are really stoked about the FIRE program, you know, they look at it kind of as a no pain, no gain, no risk, no reward attempt to get more on board behind this movement. I think this is a little bit odd because I think everybody's financial situation is going to be different. I think many of these FinTalk influencers, you know, don't know your personal situation, which could get you in a lot of trouble. And I understand. I guess what? I would love to retire early, financially free. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, right? That would be nice. But you got to be careful with this, folks. And it could be really dangerous because I don't think every process is the same for every person. You know, we talk about our wealth guard planning process. That's where we put a plan together for you that's unique for you. It's not cookie cutter. It's not something you just do for everybody. And that's kind of what that FIRE is. I mean, it's you stick to this program no matter what your situation is. and you just go. And the high risk investments required to make enough to retire in a decade. I mean, come on. To retire in a decade, guess what? If you pull it off, I'm going to be proud of you, and I'll call myself wrong, but I just don't get it. And I do think, you know, TikTok users, you know, turn to the platform for this financial advice. And actually, there's another study done by Personal Capital Study found that only 41% of TikTok users fact check the advice they get through the app. That's scary to me. You need to know the facts about who you're taking this advice from, folks, because this is your life. This is your life. You got to be careful.
I tell you, and again, folks, we've used the, I guess, the analogy of the easy button many, many times before, where you want to hit it. You want it to be easy. You want your own lane on the interstate so you don't have to deal with traffic. You want jobs to be easier so you hit the easy button. And a lot of times we watch social media and we're like, wow, that looks pretty simple. And then you don't do your back checking, as Gary said. So here's the next one. This is the last clip we've got for you, last bit that we have time for when it comes to what's out there with social media. So this one's very troubling. And again, it may sound like a joke, but it's not. This has gone viral. 2.6 million likes on TikTok. The Federal Reserve, are you ready, has a secret $1 million bank account or accounts for every American citizen out there. Be scared, folks.
If you look at your Social Security card, you look at the back of the card, that's a letter on the back of your Social Security card. Mine's G. That correlates with a Federal Reserve bank. Take that routing number for that bank, which is on the internet, and then your Social Security number is the account number, and you literally have an account in a Federal Reserve bank attached to your name with millions of dollars in it. I've actually used the number and routing number to test it, see if it works. I've used it on energy and the payment has gone through. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, folks, that's out there. That's out there and people are blindly following it. Gary.
I really don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't know what to say here. I would love to know that there's a secret $1 million bank account out there for me, brother. I mean,
multiple millions, right?
Show me the money, baby. Show me the money. I would love to. Guys, listen, that's scary. And again, this might be the most scary one we've played today,
yeah,
to be honest with you, Morgan. You got to be careful here and don't just jump out there with somebody bashing the Federal Reserve Bank. I mean, talking about routing numbers and how you can access your account with the, you know, all this money in it. I don't know. I'm dumbfounded by this statement that was made here, because, again, I see bad advice everywhere. And you said it going into it, Morgan. That's just scary. That's just scary, the stuff that's out there. I've never heard that until we looked at this show. So, guys, be careful. I do think our banking system's in a unique situation. I'm not trying to scare you. I just do. So I think we got to be careful about what you're doing with banks. But, hey, it's all about education. It's all about doing that back check we talked about. Don't just listen to one of these influencers and jump out there and do something crazy. Sit down with a team of professionals and get it right, because that's the thing with retirement, folks. You only got one shot, so you might as well do it right. And listen, there's some companies out there that really want your business right now. We talk about bad annuities all the time, or just it being in bad situations. We got A-plus rated carriers offering some nice bonuses out there, 19 to 25% cash bonuses. And listen, that's not going to last forever. They're just wanting your business now, and they're trying to put you in a better situation. So if you're interested in that, I'm going to take all the pressure off. Call 1-800-517-1575. Schedule a 20-minute Zoom call or phone call with me today. No obligation whatsoever. Just a conversation. Again, give us a call, because those times will go fast.
This is your opportunity. You can kind of see where you are with your planning process. And again, if something like that's going to interest you, have the conversation with Gary and his team and see if it's a good fit for what you're trying to do with your retirement. And if you're sitting out there with a portfolio and you feel like you're going to knock on retirement's door and you're going to be okay, you need to have a roadmap. You need to have that Wealth Guard planning process. Discover, engage, ignite, deliver. Two opportunities, hour-long sit-down, 800-517-1575, leave the checkbook at home, or that 20-minute Zoom or regular call, 800-517-1575. Call now. When we return, failing to plan for what feels like a tiny piece of your financial planning puzzle right now could wind up costing you big later. We'll talk about it when we return. presented a On Tomorrow. Your host, Gary Thurman, 25 years in the retirement planning business, helping his clients get ready for their retirement in Tennessee Valley. That's what we do each and every week. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We talk about retirement, the issues that are out there, the importance of having a plan. Gary's a fiduciary. He's going to put your interests first. That's what this is about, folks, having a plan that's going to get you to and through retirement. A couple things to tell you about. Website, great resource. Check it out. GIAplantoday.com. That's GIAplantoday.com. Links to the TV show, radio show, and podcast form. Information on the upcoming events. And Gary, before we jump in, you've got events. I mean, you've got a lot of stuff going on.
We do. So real quickly, if you're someone turning 65 or you got questions about Medicare, Tanner and Kelsey are hosting a Medicare dinner at Michael's in Athens, Tennessee. That's going to be on April the 2nd and April the 4th. If you're interested in learning more about Medicare, Tanner's the best and Kelsey's right there with him. Call us at 800-517-1575. And then we're hosting another education event. The first one we did this year went so good, Morgan. Wow. But that's going to be at Dalton State, and that's going to be on April 30th and May the 2nd. So if you're interested in either one of those, give us a call. Or like Morgan said, you can go to our website and see all of our events coming up. GIAplantoday.com. We'd love to have you attend one of our events.
Yeah, and if you want more information, you can always, as Gary said, call the number 800-517-1575. Just say you're interested in the seminars, the sit-downs, and they will get you that information. All right, Gary, here we go. A good financial advisor will be able to answer these questions. A great financial advisor will make sure that you are asking the right questions, and these questions that you possibly hadn't even considered in the first place. So making sure you're asking the right questions, it's essential to your success along the road to retirement. So what we'll do is I'll throw the question, and Gary, you just tell me, one, why it's important to ask it, and you'll help us answer it. All right, so sure. The first one, all right, what do I need for retirement income? Why is that number one? Why is that so important?
Well, income's the number one fear in America. When you do a survey with retirees and you ask what their number one fear is, it's running out of money.
Yep.
We're living longer. It's called longevity risk. So you got to make sure that you have an income plan put together. And like I say all the time, so you can live every day like a Saturday. I don't want you to worry about income. I don't want the market to influence your income. How about that? I don't want the market's volatility to influence your income. I want you to get a steady, guaranteed income stream that you can never outlive, that your partner can never outlive, and make sure you're set. Income planning is the number one thing we do here at Guardian Investment Advisors. I want you to have the lifestyle you want in retirement, but that comes from having an income plan put in place. We got to make sure we do that, Morgan. I think it's the most important part of a retirement plan.
Well, and the peace of mind that goes along with it, have that plan, know where that income is going to come from, know that you're covered as you move to and through retirement. That's the confidence we often mention here on the program. All right, again, hitting questions that you need to be asking, questions you need to have answers to. So, what's the income I'm going to need in retirement? We answered that one for you. What do I need to do as I get closer? I'm 5 years out.
Love this question. This is so vital. So let's say you're 60, right? So you have a lot of things. Let's look at your debt, right? We need to try to start thinking about eliminating bad debt. Right now is when we need to do that income plan. We just talked about it in the first question. Right now is a vital time to sit down with your significant other. Let's make sure we're on the same page. Let's get the income that we're going to need. Let's start working towards that goal. Another thing you could be doing because you're 60-ish years old is your catch-up contributions inside of your retirement plans. Make sure you're maxing those out. This is a lot, Morgan, but you asked the question. Something else you might want to be thinking about is Roth conversions at this time.
Yeah.
If you're around 60, maybe we start taking some taxable money, convert it to Roth so that you can pull the money out tax-free down the road. And here's my biggest thing 5 years from retirement. We need to look at your risk level. How risky are you inside of that portfolio? That's the bottom line, folks, because another 2008, 2009 could devastate your retirement. We need to make sure that we have some money protected because there comes a point where preservation is more important than accumulation. I can't create a guaranteed income plan unless I have that put into place first. So we need to make sure that we take you out of some risk in the market. I want you to keep money in the market, But let's bring some money out of the market so we can create that guaranteed income stream.
A great financial advisor is going to make sure that you're asking the right questions. So we're giving you some questions. We're also answering them for you. I mean, again, think about retirement income, where it's going to come from, how much you're going to need. What do I do 5 years from retirement? How am I doing? Make sure you're on track there because you're in that red zone we talk about so often. The next one is a big one, and a lot of people put it on the back burner, and you should not. How will I pay for medical expenses in retirement? Because guess what? Father Time's coming for all of us.
Sure is. I mean, Fidelity does a study. A healthy 65-year-old couple can expect to pay over $300,000 in general health care. Guys, I'm not talking about long-term care. Now, this is why we added 10 or more to our team, because we needed somebody that really knew how the Medicare world works. Medicare is going to be your main source of health care, medical expense coverage when you retire. I hope you have an HSA we can take advantage of. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But we got to make sure that you're on the right Medicare plan first, because, you know, it could devastate you if you're not on the right plan. And that's really where Tanner comes into play. And this is a scary stat, but I'm going to throw it out there, Morgan. 70% of us are going to need some type of long-term care.
Wow.
70%. So, folks, if we don't have that in your plan, and unfortunately you get sick or your spouse gets sick, it could wipe out your retirement. So this is conversations we need. These are hard conversations we need to have. But we got to make sure your medical is taken care of.
All right. Let's absolutely crush people out there. So, and I know you've got this on the tip of your tongue, average cost of long-term care in the Tennessee Valley.
Yeah. In Tennessee Valley, in-home care average cost is right at $2,000 a month. Assisted living average, and again, I'm using the word average big time, $4,200 a month. And the average for full skilled care, Alzheimer's, dementia, things like that, $9,000 a month. So, we need to plan for that. I hope you never need it, but we got to plan for it, folks.
Yeah. I mean, again, folks, it's all about having that plan. Opportunity to get on the calendar with Gary and his team at Guardian Investment Advisors ongoing during the course of this show. And we have three options for you. Hour-long sit-down in office, complimentary, leave the checkbook at home, 800-517-1575. Do you have the answers to the questions we're going over right now? Well, if you don't, call the number, 800-517-1575. And then you can also do a Zoom call, 20 minutes, or a regular call, 20 minutes. Get to know Gary and the team. Ask your questions. 800-517-1575. These are cost-free. Again, back to the questions. Again, a great financial advisor is going to make sure you're asking the right questions and getting the answers. Should I take a lump sum pension offer? There are very few pensions left, but if you have this on your table, what do you do?
We need to have a conversation. So I wrote down maybe, because maybe the pension is so strong, we want to keep it in place. But maybe, and I'm going to give you a client that I'm working with right now, folks. I love to tell stories. It just makes it more relevant to me. I've got a gentleman right now that has a pension. He's been offered a lump sum payment. Now, on an individual basis, and I'll explain that, his pension is going to pay him $2,400 a month for the rest of his life. That's individual, which means if he passes away in 3 or 4 years from now,
gone.
The money's gone.
Yeah.
The wife gets nothing, right? In order to have the joint payout, for with her at 50%, it's going to reduce his benefit big time. I was able to take that same lump sum, get him $2,600 a month. It's $200, but guess what? It's $200 more.
Yeah.
Joint payout. So it's going to pay him and his spouse for the rest of their lives, no matter how long they live. Maybe that works for you. Maybe it don't. But if you're being offered a lump sum payout with a pension, come in and have a conversation with me, folks. It's not going to cost you a penny. Let's just see if we can do better.
All right, last question. Hit it real quick. Should I buy an annuity? This is a question that's out
there. Yes. I'm going to cut you off, Morgan. Yes.
Oh, wow. You just interrupted me.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Listen, I asked the question. You guys know we love annuities, but guess what? There's bad annuities out there. You got to have the right annuity. And how we look at annuities, it's really simple. We look at it as a bond alternative, because I don't think bonds are so safe anymore. And I look at an annuity for our income plan, for our guaranteed income stream. So, yes, we have clients that do not own an annuity. They don't want one. That's fine. We work with them in the market. Tim does a phenomenal job. But for those people that want that peace of mind, to know that you're going to have an income for life that you never can outlive. And, oh, by the way, that income can also work for you for long-term care that we just talked about. folks, listen, there's some annuities out there that are wonderful, and you need to be educated about them, because guess what? These companies want your business. And we're at a unique time right now in our market where A-plus rated carriers are offering you massive cash bonuses up front. It's like a signing bonus, right, for an athlete. They're giving you these nice bonuses up front, 19 to 25% into your account day one. You can start drawing off of this money in a year from now. Folks, it's absolutely amazing what you can get now. And because when it comes to retirement, if you don't do it right the first time, you might be in trouble. We got to secure an income plan. So maybe you own a bad annuity, or maybe you're interested in an annuity, and I can show you how these things are working, because they're massive. They're awesome for your retirement plan. They can guarantee you income for life. And like I said earlier, they might be able to provide some long-term care benefits. So give us a call, 1-800-517-1575. Schedule your 20-minute phone call or Zoom call with me today.
Opportunity, folks. We talk about it all the time. It's about the importance of having a plan, knowing what your options are, and being open-minded. If you need to pivot, there are a lot of options out there for you, but work with a fiduciary and map this thing out. Call the number, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Hour-long sit-down, or that 20-minute Zoom or 20-minute regular call. Again, complimentary. 800-517-1575. When we return, more retirement talk. Don't go anywhere. Plan today, own tomorrow. Your host is Gary Thurman, Tennessee Valley. It's always about retirement planning. You can find Gary at Guardian Investment Advisors. He's got 25 plus years in this business, helping hundreds of his clients get ready for their retirement. He's the lead at Team Guardian, and I do mean a team. Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor. Tim McDermott, portfolio manager. Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor. Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. I mean, they have an entire team working on retirement, and they can work on your retirement. There's an opportunity to get on their calendar, kind of see where you are. And if you're in the middle of something not being communicated with, time for that second opinion, or you might be sitting on a portfolio, we congratulate you. You've done really, really well. You've worked, you've saved, but how are you going to draw down on those accounts? What's the best way to do it? Are there other things out there that you haven't considered, but if you talk with a fiduciary, they're going to mention some things, and then you make a decision on the path that you're going to take to get you to and through retirement. Sound good? Right? Opportunity. Call now. 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Complimentary appointments. 20-minute Zoom call, 20-minute regular call, or you can come into the office for an hour-long sit-down, leave the checkbook at home. So we're hitting these questions. Gary, you've been knocking them out of the park. You know, the advisor, the great financial advisor, is going to make sure that you're not just asking questions, but asking the right questions. So we're doing that today. We've already talked about, what's your retirement income? What does it need to be? What do I need to be doing 5 years from my retirement date? How am I going to pay for medical expenses in retirement? And, you know, we didn't even dip that hard into long-term care, because that's something that you have to consider as well. Pension, if you're fortunate enough to have one, should I take a lump sum? Maybe, maybe not. Need to have that conversation. And then the last one we hit is the annuity. People cringe, some people, when they hear the A word. But look, folks, it has changed. It's an opportunity for you to have that discussion.
It is. And here's the thing, and I'm not talking bad about anybody in our great Tennessee Valley, Morgan, but the annuity, while they cringe, it's a lack of education, you know, because guess what? There are some bad annuities out there. I think I told you, I've got a billboard up right now, and it says, "Were you sold a bad annuity?" Because there are some bad annuities out there. But guess what, folks? There are some wonderful annuities out there, and these companies are wanting your business. And hands down right now, we're at a time that I've never seen in this industry in 27 years where A-plus rated carriers are offering you these very large cash incentives, bonuses to come and work with them. And why are they doing it? A lot of people, I just had a guy yesterday, Morgan, goes, why are they doing this? I said, because they want to get you out of that bad annuity, and they want you to get you into a good annuity. And they're okay with the long run of this. They know they're not going to make a lot of money off you up front, but they're going to make a lot of money off you in the long run. I mean, they are for profit. So if you got a bad annuity out there, or you just want a free review of your current annuity, as I just said it, a free review. Folks, I'll be honest with you. If I think you should keep your current annuity, that's what I'm going to say. But if I think I can put you in a better situation, I'm going to show you that as well. So come in and see me. It's 800-517-1575. It's not going to cost you any money. It's absolutely free and no obligations whatsoever.
Yeah, and you get educated. I mean, you get information, and then you can make your own decision. It's not like Gary's going to force feed you this.
That's right.
You know, he's the advisor. You're the decider. We say that all the time on the program. Just make sure, you know, you're in control, but you can really start to steer your ship. Make sure you have that plan. So we're getting these questions going. And these are ones that the excellent, you know, advisors out there are going to be, you know, posing to you, but also providing you with a pathway to get the answers. So here's the next one. We go from the annuity question to this. When should I claim Social Security? And there are many answers to this question.
There is. Did you know Social Security was an annuity, Morgan?
I did know that. Pension, yeah. Annuity. I mean,
pensions are annuities.
Yeah, people need to kind of, you know, open their mind to the annuity, and because we're using them when a lot of people don't know we're using them.
That's right. And Social Security is a big deal. We talk about Social Security a lot on this show, on our TV show, and in our seminars, because it's going to be different for everybody. Now, I'm just going to give you my personal opinions here, folks. Okay, and I'm not going to look at any notes. I'm just going to talk to you about what I think about Social Security. I think you should turn it on as early as you can. That's just my personal opinion. And here's why. Because we don't know how long we're going to live. And it takes a long time to catch up, to make up that difference. Now, I'm going to give you scenarios. If you're someone and you've planned well and you've got plenty of money and you want to retire at 62, great. Let's turn on that Social Security. But if you're planning on going back to work, this is the key. If you're planning on going back to work, maybe we need to wait to full retirement age, which is going to be between 66 and 67 for most of you, because if you turn that Social Security on early and you go back to work, then you're going to be limited on how much money you can make. If you wait till full retirement age, you can make as much money as you want to make, and a lot of folks are working well into their 70s now. Another thing I consider is longevity. Do you have longevity in your genes? You know, did your parents live to be older, or your grandparents? If that's the case, maybe we wait till 70, but let's just use an example of 60. Turn it on at 67 versus 70, Morgan. Yes, it rolls up at 8% higher per year. That's great. But it's going to take you to almost 80 to make up the difference. All right? Life expectancy is 83, 84. So why not take the money now and reinvest it if you don't need it? Let's make some interest on that money for your family, for a legacy benefit. Oh, by the way, maybe for healthcare benefits. You know, maybe we need some extra money for healthcare. So I think everybody's different when it comes to Social Security. I love having these conversations. One thing we'll do for you is called a Social Security Maximizer. We'll show you when we think you should turn it on to maximize that benefit.
So important. And again, it's individual. If you're retiring as a couple, if you're retiring, I mean, there's so many puzzle pieces, and you got to make sure you've got them. They fit well together. But everybody's going to be different. So when you start having these conversations with people at work, or, you know, a function that you're at, or the coffee shop, I mean, remember, your situation is unique to you. You need to have a plan that's just as customized. So, folks, these questions that you really need to be talking with a great financial advisor, a fiduciary, and they're going to pose the questions, but they're also going to help you get the answers. So we talked about Social Security, when you should take it. This is the next set of questions. We'll hit them real quick. What's the fee structure of your investments, and do you even know?
Yeah, do you know your fee structure? Because we're finding that more and more people coming into our office do not. We just worked with a gentleman that came to our education event. He had a variable annuity, and we did the calculation. We called the company, asked the right questions. Morgan, he was paying 3.2% in fees.
Yowzer.
Every single 3.2% in fees, and he had no clue. So I think you need to disclose that. That's something that Tim and I do. If you're going to be working with us and you're going to have money in the market, we're going to tell you exactly what your fee is going to be and how it's going to work. If you buy an annuity from us and it has a fee on it, we're going to show you that fee. We're going to show you how it works. I think a lot of advisors run away from the fee question because they just don't. I don't know. They're uncomfortable with it. I don't know. I tell everybody we are a for-profit firm. Right. So we don't do this for free. We are going to make a living. That's just me being as honest as I can be. But I think you should know what that commission level is. I think you should know what those fees are, because if you don't, it could be a pitfall to your retirement.
We're talking about great financial advisors, making sure that you're asking the right questions when it comes to your retirement. So we move from fee structure of your investments to overall risk return profile of those investments.
Yeah, this might be the last one we have time for, because this is a big one to me, folks, because I think you need to really take advantage of something. We'll do a free, and I said the word free, no obligation, risk analyzer for you. You need to know what kind of risk you have in your portfolio if you're headed to that next level into retirement, because is it appropriate for you? We have people come in and they think they're at about a 50-50 risk level. They're like 80-20. I mean, our testing system will tell us exactly how risky you are. We'll break down what investments are risky. When you get close to retirement, you got to think more about preservation versus accumulation. We still want your money to grow. Please listen to me. We still want your money to grow. But guys, you got to have a sense of protection there. And again, I talked about it earlier. We don't look at bonds as our safety net. We look at the fixed index annuities. Why? They're safe. They have good growth. They have income built in. And now they have health care built in. It's amazing what some of these, you know, bond alternative fixed index annuities can do for you. So, Morgan, I think it's essential for everybody to know their risk. And everybody's going to be different.
Yeah.
A 65-year-old and a 45-year-old are going to be totally different.
Sure.
That's why you got to work with a team of advisors like Guardian Investment Advisors.
I mean, why not come in or jump on one of the Zoom calls and test drive one of these babies and see, you know, if it's going to be a good fit for you. It's like when you do go buy that car, you have certain, you know, accessories that you want in the car. You want that car to be yours. You want it to fit well. You want it to drive well. Same thing goes for your retirement plan. And there may be something out there that you haven't considered that would be a very good fit for what you're trying to do.
Morgan, I said this in my seminar at Council Fire the other night. I said, listen, folks, give me a call. Let's do a 20-minute phone call or Zoom call, because guess what? We might not be the right outfit for you. We might not be the right firm for you. You might not be the right client for us. That's why and it's free. There's no obligation. It's just a simple conversation to see if we can help you out. Because when it comes to retirement, folks, you got one shot to do it right. And we want to just make sure you got peace of mind going into retirement. I want to make sure you have income for as long as you have breath in your body. But I also want you to understand the taxes you're going to pay on that income. And these are just a few things we'll cover in our Wealth Guard planning process. Again, no obligation, absolutely free. Call 1-800-517-1575. Schedule that 20-minute phone call or Zoom call with me today. Let's take it on a test drive, like Morgan says, and put you on the right path to financial freedom.
Yeah, rev your retirement engine, right? This is the opportunity.
Like,
yeah, this is the opportunity to talk about it. 800-517-1575. Leave the checkbook at home. This is cost-free. You can go hour-long in person. You can do a 20-minute Zoom call, 20-minute regular call. Call the number 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Another edition of Plan Today on Tomorrow is in the books. For Gary Thurman, I'm Morgan Patrick. We'll see you on the radio next week.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisory services provided by Guardian Investment Advisors, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. None of the information contained in this program shall constitute an offer to sell or solicit any offer or buy any security or insurance product. The information and opinions contained in any of the material requested from this program are provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. They are given for informational purposes only and are not a solicitation to buy or sell any of the products mentioned. The information is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation.